Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Tuesday. Believe it or not, for all those people losing track of time, today is Tuesday. It's 5 p.m. Eastern time. And every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, we get a chance to do a radio show with a good friend of ours. His name is always George Madu. George and I met as a result of he was doing some guest speaking over with Doris Wood for the MLMIA. And I knew George, or of George, because he's one of those gentlemen whose reputation kind of precedes himself sincerely. He owns the networkmarketingmagazine.com. So if you went to the networkmarketingmagazine.com, you'd probably find something with George Madu's name on it. And George has a really great reputation. So I always knew about who he was before we started doing those guest spots, and then I confirmed that he was a good guy by doing those radio shows. Well, Doris Wood called me up about a year and a half ago, and she said, Peter, are you doing any radio shows with George Madu? And I have a huge level of respect for Doris. And I said, no. And she said, you should. And I said, you know, you're right, Doris. We should. So George and I kind of connected, and we were only going to do a couple of radio shows, and that added up to a lot more than a couple radio shows, because George is really super-duper well-connected and still a really great guy, great for the industry. And, again, he's got that magazine, the networkmarketingmagazine.com. So on Tuesdays at 5 p.m., we actually have this radio show, and we gave him his own special spot. It's the TNMM, standing for the Network Marketing Magazine. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows before. And George always has some great guests. And I know this one guest that George has for, it's been a long time, maybe 20 years. So it's been a really, really, really long time since I've known this gentleman. And he's a great man, hard worker. Love to hear his voice. He's been here before, and I'll let George do the introduction. George, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Peter. I appreciate you. So you're absolutely right. My guest today, I've known for almost 20 years, and just a wonderful, wonderful guy. His name is Angel Lee. Are you there, Angel?
I am. Thank you. Hi, George.
Yeah. So, One of the things that is exciting to me is to have a conversation with a true leader, and I don't use that adjective lightly, as far as leadership. You epitomize leadership in our profession, and I've known you, like I said, for a long time, long time. I've watched your journey in network marketing and direct sales, both as a leader in a couple of companies, as owner of companies, as a consultant to the industry. So I'm so pleased to have you on. So let's just get into it. You know, one of the things that really stands out is that I really feel as though that our job in the industry, Angel, is to create leaders, and so you're known as the master mentor of millionaires. Isn't that right?
Well, yes, thank you so much.
Well, how did you come about doing that? Because that is such a rare feat in this industry, an industry that boasts only 3% of the industry being big money earners, and of that 3%, you know, 2% are lucky big money earners, but there's only 1% that are people like Angel Lee that really teach the wisdom of the ages, that teach deep down in the organization. So tell me a little bit about how you got down that path.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you know, having a chance to speak on this. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, George. First, let's say you've heard the saying, and I'm sure most people have, if I can do it, anyone can. And I'm a good believer of that because I'm a product of that. My background, I started off in this industry pretty much homeless as a teenager and didn't have any contacts, didn't have any leverage, didn't have any credibility, didn't even have a high-level education. So if I can do it, truly anybody can. One of the most important ingredients is a good work ethic, as we all know. But working hard is not the only, you know, ingredient. You have to learn how to work smart. I was fortunate enough to know early on that I didn't know everything, and clearly my bank account showed that. Money, but it was about really the ability to empower myself and in turn be able to help others. My mentor sat down and told me, you know, he says, well, first you want to find someone who's, you know, going to be able to teach you those fundamentals. And I said, well, how do I learn that? He said, well, study diamonds. And I didn't know this industry lingo or the words you use here, you know, what a diamond was. I thought a diamond was what most people think is something you see in a store that, you know, looks pretty. He says, no, no, the title, you know, diamonds, et cetera. He says, study the people who have been there and done that. Some have done it and know how they've done it. Some don't. So you have to have the discernment to know, you know, who knows what they did and who got lucky. So I guess it comes down to, you know, if anybody can do it, you know, if I can do it, anybody can. If you study the right people and understand and learn what they did, how they did it, why they did it. So that's kind of what came down to the beginning. I started becoming a student of the industry and really studying the right things. Not the things that most people study. You know, he didn't tell me, hey, learn the comp plan. He said, hey, you know, don't study comp plans, study diamonds. Study their habits, study their daily activity. Understand, you know, what they do, why they do it, when they do it, you know, and then how they create this magical term called duplication. I've learned in my experience, I'm more of a systems process kind of guy. I believe if you fall in love with the system, fall in love with the process, the results will come. And so I learned early on, many of the people who, as you said, are the top 1% of us that really know how to do it and empower others, you know, have a daily, you know, simple, easy to do system that anyone can copy if they have the work ethic and if they have the desire. I also learned early on that not everybody will do something that's simple and easy. They want to make it complicated. They want to be able to, you know, try and, you know, be the expert. And golly, I have been so fortunate my first couple years in industry, I made zero money trying to be the expert. Now, I say that, you know, to help everyone understand that for me it was about, you know, being able to, you know, do things for my mom and the people I love that I couldn't do because I didn't have, you know, anything. I looked at this industry as an ability to be able to have a career, not just a job, not time type hobby. So I asked my mentor, what's what I have to focus on? He says, well, don't treat it like a hobby. Treat it like a business. And frankly, George, I didn't know what that meant. I had never owned a business, didn't understand what that meant, didn't understand that you know, that there's a certain discipline there, there's a certain, you know, characteristics to that. So I said, oh, yes, great, sounds great. Got motivated and did it all the wrong way. I didn't listen. I didn't try and learn. I only did what I thought they said, and my results were terrible. Once I started treating like a business, and understand the business of a business, things started changing. I started seeing things that were super simple, that were easy to do, and I did them daily.
So that was the system that you were starting to develop from the very beginning. Is that right?
It was the study I had of learning systems that were working out there and be able to make sure that I could understand the essential of those. As Jim Rome said, you know, if find about half a dozen things. Out of all the things that you see, half a dozen of those things, give them 80% of the results. So I started looking at what those half a dozen things were.
So you went back to the people that have really taught the best of the best. You mentioned Jim Rohn. Who else did you learn during that period of time?
I realized that there's nothing new, but there are people who have done extremely well, you know, in life, not just in network marketing, but in life as a whole, and obviously, you know, involved in business also. So I went out and studied what I was told were, you know, some of the greatest minds in the world when it came to understanding, you know, life and fulfillment and accomplishment and achievement, you know, not just gaining money, but also gaining fulfillment. And, you know, Og Mandino, I heard that he was in a situation where he used to go to the library and read a lot. So I went to the library and read a lot, mostly his books. You know, I started reading things about Jim Rohn. I started reading things about, you know, Brian Tracy. I started reading the things that people talk about all the time, and some of it I understood, most of it I didn't. So because I'm dyslexic, and obviously but I was motivated. So what I would do is I'd read it over and over and over. And let me repeat what I said there. I'm dyslexic, so that means I can't read it and understand it right away. Also, you know, I didn't speak English very clearly when I first came here because I wasn't born in America. So I had to read a language I didn't understand really well and read it over and over and over, which was a great, great thing, because it's the challenges and the obstacles that define your character.
That's incredible. See, what happens is that there are people that come into this industry with a mindset that is nowhere as near the mindset that you came into the industry. They might have heard some great stories, great success stories, and joined and just waited for the big check to come in. But you took a different path, right? I mean, you've seen it over and over again. Yeah,
I did. I didn't know what I didn't know. I just knew that I didn't know, if that makes sense. So,
oh yeah.
Fortunately, you know, my parents raised me with a good work ethic, and they were both entrepreneurs. They had tried many different projects in life. None of them in network marketing, direct sales, many traditional businesses, and they failed. They'd save money again, they'd fail, and save money again, they'd fail. But they never gave up. They were always trying to learn. What they didn't have was a mentor and a system and a process. What they didn't have were the things that the proven paths that, you know, that worked if you kind of take the time to learn them. And so when I took on this journey, I realized that the most important piece is the missing piece. So, you know, I knew what was missing in me, pretty much everything, and I spent a lot of time developing myself. The library was fantastic because it didn't cost any money, and I could read all day. I heard a story about this guy named Dexter Yeager, who was supposedly really great, and he was a big, big guy in direct sales, had done very well, you know, started off at Home Beginnings. And I said, well, I remember asking someone, what was his secret? He said, well, you know, he went and he spent about a year improving himself. And once he did that, he came out of the gates as a mental giant. So I said, wow, I need that. So I went out and started trying to improve myself. And, you know, I would go out and I would read and I would read and I would try it and I would read and I would try it and I would read and I would try it. And I failed tremendously because the books teach you the secrets of the universe, but they don't teach you the steps to get there. So I found a mentor, and I said, okay, can you tell me the action steps? And he took me down a journey that I am so thankful for.
So you talk about mentors, and how important is having a mentor?
It's a great question. And, you know, I could say most people may not understand how valuable that is, but those who are successful – understand it's priceless. My mother taught me early in life. She said, son, all of us are self-made. All of us are self-made, but only the successful people will admit it. And I said, so if I find a mentor, he'll make me, you know, successful and happy and fulfilled? She says, no. What he will do is give you a path that's proven to go by, and you can create your own destiny based on understanding, like a compass, which direction to go based on where you want to get to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I've had my mentor for 45 years, and an author is 85 years old now, and I've owned over 30 businesses, and he's been with me for every one of those businesses. And like you described, you know, some were very successful. Others, like your parents, you know, were incredible learning experiences. You know, people call them failures, but, you know, those were the biggest learning opportunities for me. But Arthur was there to guide me and nudge me back on track and everything else. So that's great. So I've got a couple more questions I want to ask you, but we're going to just take a quick break. And when we get back from the break, I'm going to free you with some more wisdom.
There we go. We'll be right back. You're listening to George Madu and Angel Lee. Here we are.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Ingles here with George Madu. George owns the NetworkMarketingMagazine.com. If you go to the NetworkMarketingMagazine.com, I know he's got this as well as previous radio shows posted. If you love this content and you want to be associated with this, make sure you check that out. And if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, you'll be able to hear this again. And Angel Lee has been here before. So if you go to the guest page and look for Angel Lee, that's L-E-E, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio show that Angel has done as well. So back to you, George.
Thanks, Peter. So Angel, what's exciting to me, and when we broke for a break, I'm not going to pepper you with wisdom. I want you to continue to pepper us with your wisdom, because over the last couple of decades, you really have focused in on doing the greater good, all right? And while you were creating multiple passive profitable businesses worldwide, right, in a number of different industries, not only network marketing, right? You have in network marketing, you've had teams totaling into the hundreds of thousands of people and multi-billions of dollars in businesses, both here in the United States and internationally. So from that guy that had a tough time with some reading difficulties and speaking difficulties and everything else, my friend, you did good.
I've been very blessed and very lucky. Thank you.
But what's even more incredible is, you know, you left a wake of great situations as you went down this road, down this pathway. The great situations for so many people. And when you end up talking about the greater good, I mean, that really epitomizes it. And that, if there's any one thing that I appreciate so much about you, tell me about the greater good.
That's the most powerful part. You know, it's often said, there's a lot of sayings in this industry that I heard when I first started, and I didn't know what most of them meant. You know, I just said, like everybody else, you know, when someone's on stage, I clap, said, that sounds great. Like, you know, if you help other people get what they want, you'll get what you want. You know, and it sounded great, fantastic, but golly, how do you apply that? What are the action steps? What are the practical things that really make that true? You know, I had to understand, first of all, what it really meant, and had to buy into the concept of, you know, if I really do really care enough about other people, find out what they really want, what they need, what that missing piece is, if I really take the time to get to know that person, not just what I can get from it, but what can I do for them? If I can do that, and they say that if I do that with enough people, you know, whatever I want will come true. Once I bought into that concept and I sit down and I made a consistent daily effort to make that happen, to become a better listener, to become a better person, to become a person that brings value, not just takes, to be able to go in and not just trying to get someone into a company, but to find out what do they want to do, what is their pain, how can I help with that? Those things mattered. Once you did that, that's what I consider being part of the greater good. Good things started happening more and more and more and more. Of course, it took skill sets. Of course, there were certain things you had to learn. Of course, there were certain obstacles. But when you can really care more about people than the money, more about people than the pain that you might have to go through to try and build a business, more about the people themselves, you're going to find that anything's possible.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's incredible. And that's what makes you a one percenter. You know, there are people out there that, you know, make a lot of money, but, you know, they don't help. They don't help their downline. A lot of times they don't care about their customers or anything else. But that's a shallow way of approaching this industry. And the way you approach it is by far, you know, the things that are taught by those mentors that you read, you know, Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, and you know, you've put it into action. So one of the other things that I know about you is that you expanded outside of the network marketing industry. I mean, you've had great success in other industries and other industries around the world, not only here in the United States. Can you tell us a couple of things that you've been involved in?
Well, I can share the concepts with you if it makes sense. I sat down and I was fortunate enough to create a significant cash flow, you know, in this industry to, obviously, you said, be within the higher percentile. And I sat down with my mentor. I said, okay, now what do I do? He says, well, you have a higher calling. You have a responsibility to go out and help more people in this industry, and you have a responsibility to be an example to show that this industry is a passion, not a prison. In other words, it is a career, but it doesn't define who you are as a person. It's just a vehicle you've chosen to be able to create a certain situation that allows you the freedoms to be able to go and do bigger things and better things. So he taught me how to be able to understand an asset. You know, I understand that you create a cash flow through this asset, and you can take that cash flow now and help many people buy back their freedom, not through the money, but through the mechanism, if you will, by diversifying in other areas. He sat down and explained to me, you know, very pragmatically, looking at Bill Gates at the time that was the richest guy in the world. He says, I said, well, Bill Gates owns Microsoft. That's why he's rich. He says, no, Bill Gates has about 16% of Microsoft. 16%. He's the richest man in the world, not because Microsoft is that huge only, but because he's diversified that cash flow into many other areas that's allowed him the freedom to not have to rely on anyone, and not any one person, but any one time, any one situation, any one circumstance. In today's situation, where we have had many people that have lost their jobs, unemployment's on a high rise because of all the, you know, panic and concerns and health issues that are around today. You know, if people look at this industry and create a cash flow, whether it's, you know, a small amount, a couple hundred to a couple thousand dollars extra a month or more, they can take that and use that to leverage other things out there, other assets they can build outside of the network marketing industry that can allow them to be able to get to a point where they can retire earlier, faster, stronger, help their family in so many ways, much like, you know, many of the icons, you know, in business as a whole. You know, when you're talking about the people that are most successful in any business, not just network marketing, they've all diversified so that they can buy back their time and enjoy their time, either giving back to others through their time or money, or spending time with the people they love most, their family, their friends, and enjoy their life in a fulfilling way, creating a legacy that matters, that's more important than any money.
So when people don't have to wait to get involved in that type of activity, now they don't have to wait till they're a millionaire to invest in certain other things like real estate, like precious metals, gold, silver. What do you suggest to a person that's building a network marketing business, and what should they take a small amount of their profit and have it start working for them? What would you suggest that be?
I would say that I followed the same philosophy in reading Warren Buffett's, you know, different books he has out there, and his mentor, Charles Munger, and a book that was written, The Intelligent Investor, which is a very thick, long, tedious book, but it gave me an understanding conceptually of Warren Buffett talks about don't invest in anything that you don't understand. If you don't understand it, don't invest into it because, you know, you might lose, you might win, but you won't know how you got there. And secondly, you know, he explained very simply an understanding of don't ever, ever, ever invest any money that you can't afford to lose, ever, in anything. You know, because if you're caught up in the Las Vegas principle where you throw all the money in somewhere, think you get rich, and then all of a sudden it goes away and you got to start back at zero when you're older and more tired, it's not fair, it's not right. So I wouldn't say any one particular market because everyone has a different feel, you know, and obviously what you might like is great, but what you can control and what you know and understand, that's where to start. I don't care if it's, you know, $1, but make sure that you know it, make sure that you know how the cash flow is controlled, make sure that you understand it, and then obviously never put anything into that you can't afford to lose.
That's great. Almost sounds like what Robert Kiyosaki teaches.
Well, they're all much smarter than people like myself, but I follow proven principles. It doesn't matter who the person said it was because there's nothing new that they're saying. It's just saying it a new way. The proven principles are always proven, always.
That's right.
You know, if you follow those proven principles and you have a work ethic and you find the right people that you can create your team, your tribe, your power team with, you now have an ability to do whatever you'd like to do with people that you trust and change their lives of yourself, your family, and your friends because you have people in a team effort, not just individually trying to figure out how to do it.
Yeah. So, and in the last minute that we have, what is it that you'd like to leave us with?
I want to thank, you know, people like yourself and obviously Peter for putting stuff like this together because, you know, there are so many great things about this industry. There's so many great things about any industry. And it's because of people like you, because of, you know, you're a legend, obviously, George. You've done extremely well in many things. Peter, I've known you for a long time. You've always been someone to bring great things to the industry to help improve it, to help make it positive. So because of people like you, you're a great example. I would like to leave with that because that in itself, surround yourself with the right people and magic happens.
That's awesome. This was a too quick half hour. And I'm going to bring you back because the wisdom that you have needs to be shared. And I'm honored to call you my friend. So I appreciate you being on today on the Network Marketing Magazine radio show. And God bless you, brother.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Excellent. So you just heard from Angel Lee. Angel's a really great guy. He's taken the great things about our industry, turned it into stuff inside, outside this industry, lives a successful life. He's around here over in Florida where George and I are as well. So the great thing is that he's going to come back. You can listen to previous radio shows on buildingfortunesradio.com and check out the things that he's doing with George Madu. So we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Check them out. Angel Lee and George Madu. We'll see you next time, everyone. Thanks for everybody.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.